latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. After Russia's ambassador to Lebanon and Russian forces would shoot down any missiles fired at Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday Russia should be ready because they will be coming. He tweeted earlier today, "You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills people and enjoys it." Russia responded by saying U.S. missiles should target terrorists, not the legitimate government in Syria. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov also said on Wednesday that all parties involved in Syria should refrain from actions that could destabilize the region. Hours later, the Russian military said it will deploy troops to Douma, the site of the suspected chemical attack that took place on Saturday that killed 40 people. Russia says its forces will ensure the security of the town. House of Representatives Speaker Paul Ryan will not run for re-election this November, casting further doubt about Republicans' ability to maintain control of the House during midterm elections in November. Ryan announced he's retiring during a press conference on Wednesday, following months of rumors he planned to leave Congress.
What I realize is, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. I just can't let that happen.
The Republican from Wisconsin has been Speaker of the House since 2015. He began serving in the House in 1999. An Algerian military transport plane carrying soldiers crashed Wednesday, killing at least 257 people. Officials said the plane went down near the Boufarik Air Base, about 25 kilometers southwest of the capital of Algiers. The dead include 247 passengers and 10 crew members. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says there are no restrictions on the travel of Pakistani diplomats.